Often our immediate reaction to what we consider an unreasonable request is to jump right into the no's or what we can't do first. Before you say no, find something to say yes to. The no's are easy. That's why we default to them, to protect our time, integrity, or sanity. But starting out your communication with a no is a surefire way to aggravate the person you are communicating with. And as soon as they hear a no from you, the entire communication turns into a power struggle instead of addressing the root of the request. The pitch challenge today: find at least one thing you can say yes to and lead with that before saying no. For example, your boss asks you to work through the weekend on a project that's due next week. Instead of starting out with, "I can't because I have family obligations this weekend," instead say, "I can definitely help you with some overtime on this project. However, I would need to do it late at night or early in the morning during the week. Does that work for you?" Both communications say no to the weekend work, but the latter statement positions it in a way that says, yes, you are a dedicated and committed employee who wants to help with the deadline, but just needs to negotiate a better time to get the extra work done. Leading with a no sends a subliminal message that you are flat out not willing to do something. Leading with a yes says, "I hear you and want to help you," while buffering the blow of the no.